You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Acts, chapter 17 and verse 30. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. Sometimes, you see, people don't understand the dispensations of God and the development of man from a creation perspective. There was a time when there was no law. The law of Moses was not in existence. Men related with God on certain terms. Then there was a time that the law came. And now we are in the days of grace. So you must understand that God didn't write the Bible for us to go and copy everything we see in the Bible. The Bible is for correction. The Bible is for rebuke. It's for warning. It's for edification. So, for example, David had two wives. Solomon had 300 wives or so. 700 wives, 300 concubines. Now, is God saying to you, you should go and have 1,000 wives in your life? Is God saying you should now go and marry two wives? That's the way some people read the Bible. They say, oh, what about David? What about Abraham? What about Isaac? What about Jacob? What about this? The scripture is not written for you to go and emulate them. Otherwise, if that's what you want to do, then you should be killing also, because David killed 10,000. Have you not read that? Then you should go and also commit adultery, because David committed adultery. Now, there was a time when man could not lift up to God because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God as a result of the fall of Adam in the garden. At that time, they could no longer lift up to the righteous demands of God. But when Jesus came, died, and resurrected, we have now been restored. So you can't say now that you want to go and marry two wives and then be defending it by saying, oh, Jacob married more than one wife and David married more than one wife. They lived a certain dispensation. And how did God deal with it? That's what this passage says. It says, truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked. See, you must understand scriptures if you don't want to run into error. He said there is a period that God overlooked. They did things that were not right, but God overlooked it because they do not have what it takes to meet the righteous demand of God. He says God overlooked. He said, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. All men everywhere to repent. So the dispensation that we have now is a dispensation where we can live up to the righteous demand of God through Jesus Christ. It's a dispensation where we cannot copy the mistakes of the past. Look at Elijah, for example, or Elisha. They called fire down. People were destroyed. Now, God overlooked that time. God backed their commands up, but he overlooked it. Jesus came. They said, oh, let's call fire down the way Elijah did. Jesus said, you don't know the spirit ye are of. So he immediately began to say to them that, see, this is a new dispensation where you can live up to the true righteous demands of God. The Son of Man did not come to destroy people, but to save people. Now, sadly, some people today want to go and copy that. They want people to run mad. They want people to be burnt alive. They want, because they are angry, they want to use their flesh to deal with people and then hide under the Holy Spirit and say, oh, Elijah did that. Elijah did that. There is a time that God overlooked. You see, today, God is not overlooking because he has made room for repentance. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.